Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. I want to apologize for the delay here. I've been on a speaking tour almost nonstop since January 6th, and it's been a little bit crazy out there in a good way, very busy. But what I want to talk about today is, what are the nuances of speaking to a massive audience, a very large audience in a stadium or in a big auditorium? I just returned from Los Angeles, where I spoke to 8,000 very excited financial service executives. And there's some nuances that go on with speaking in a large auditorium. If you've never done it, it's really good to know long before you did it. I had the advantage of starting out speaking with Bill Gove, and we spoke in large auditoriums all over the world. So I learned a lot of these nuances, and I was backstage the other day in Los Angeles waiting to go on. I was sitting in the green room, and I was thinking, boy, I really should blog about this on the Public Speakers blog, because it's great to know this. So when you get a day speaking date in a large auditorium, if you haven't before, you know some of the things that go on. So one of the things I wanted to talk about that you want to look for when you're working a large auditorium is you want to anticipate the real possibility that there's going to be some type of echo in the hall when you speak. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but I won't go into all the physics that are involved, because I only know the basics anyway, and it really doesn't matter. The only thing that does matter for us as speakers is how are you going to deal with that echo? Well, in Los Angeles the other day, we had what we call a three-part echo, which means you say a word and it echoes three times before you say the next word. Otherwise, you're stepping on your own words. So if you say hello, 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 you get basically the word you said and then two more times. That's a three-part echo in speaking and an auditorium, and you want to know that so you can slow down. I basically had to cut my speech in half because the echo was so strong. And if you don't do that, then it's very difficult to hear you in the back, you know, in the back rows. So first thing you want to look for is there an echo? Here's what you want to look for that'll give you a clue. First of all, go hear someone speak. Like I went in before I spoke the night before, and John Maxwell, the great author on leadership, was actually speaking. And he was the last speaker of that night, and then I was opening up the next morning at 9 o'clock. And I heard there was a little bit of an echo when he was up there. And then when I got up there the next morning, I was signing some books and whatnot in the front row before the program started, before I went on stage. And I noticed that even the announcements they were making, there was some echo in the room. So you want to be careful. Now, by the time I got up on stage, I noticed it was a distinct three-part echo that I had to really, really slow down with. So an echo is one of the biggest things, because if you've ever seen a speaker go up, and I've seen it several times where a speaker goes up and doesn't anticipate an echo and gets an echo, it can absolutely freak a speaker out. Because if you've never spoken with a two or three-part echo, it's very difficult. So you want to really anticipate this. And if you want more information about this, join this new program we have called ProfessionalSpeakerShow.com. ProfessionalSpeakerShow.com. We go backstage in these big auditoriums that I speak in all the time, and we talk about all these little nuances in greater detail than I have time to do in this blog, if you want more information. But just the basics are basically, you know, in terms of the echo, following, make sure you're following the echo, making sure you're following it, letting the words go out, hear the words all the way through, and then don't say the next word until the echo is done, otherwise you risk losing the audience. So that's one of the really big things. The next big thing is you're probably going to be exposed to massive heat and lights in those big auditoriums. Again, the other day in Los Angeles, a really great stage, really great setup. The whole thing was perfect. The lights were hot, but they weren't too tough. I've been in auditoriums before with 15,000, 16,000 people where the lights were so bright you couldn't see past the first 5 or 10 rows. And it's just difficult because you feel like you're speaking looking directly at the sun because you don't see any faces hardly. It's a little bit of a different experience. And in your speech rehearsals, you want to build that into your rehearsal, knowing you're going into a situation where you're probably not going to see too many faces. So that's just another thing. And then the third thing is I would recommend that you consider is the fact that it's going to take a while for the audience to settle down in a large auditorium when you speak, as compared to a small room where they clap and you say thank you, or, you know, and you just start speaking. It the other day in LA, I think it took about 2 minutes, and you can see this on YouTube. My actually the opening introduction, when the gentleman introduced me, is on there for 2 or 3 minutes, and then my opening 3 or 4 minutes is on there. And as you'll see on the video, if you go to the YouTube video and watch this, it took a couple of minutes for the audience to stop clapping and settle down, and we had Van Halen blasting in the background, and so that took a little while to settle everybody down. It's different than speaking to a small group. So these are some things you want to consider: lighting, echoes, music, settling the audience down. There's all kinds of other things. Again, if you want to know more, go to Professional Speaker Show, and you'll get a lot more information about all this stuff. But those are just some things to think about when you're getting ready for a large auditorium speech. And I hope everyone listening to this gets a chance to speak to a big audience, because it is just the thrill of a lifetime. It's really amazing to reach that many people with your message in that short a period of time. You're getting out to more people in 40 minutes, or I had 90 minutes on the program the other day, than most speakers will reach in 5 years. It's just a real privilege, and I hope you have that privilege someday, and hopefully this will help you be prepared. So I hope you get some good ideas here. I'd love to hear your comments back, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.